This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. That health and wellness spending the Savannah was just talking about might happen at a CVS or a Walgreens, or it might happen at much smaller businesses, maybe a neighborhood bodega or a corner store. Those kinds of places can be local institutions, so we spent some time at one for today's installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
I'm Sarah Valdez, and I am the owner of Sarah's Market, located in East LA. Sarah's Market came into the family over 60 years ago, which first belonged to my great uncle, Pedro Martinez, but it was called Hilda's Market when he had it. Then he passed it down to my mom and dad, which they renamed it to Sarah's, and they were here for about another 30 years or so. And then Stephen, my husband, and I took over when my parents were getting ready to retire and kept it at Sarah's Market, even though he jokes around and says it's going to be Stephen's Market, but still Sarah's Market. My parents own the whole property. I grew up in the back house, which they still live there. So I've been here my whole life. I used to work here when I would come out of elementary school, which is down the street. So I was in charge of chips, which were then only a quarter. My mom worked here all day. So she would always tell me, you know, you can play, but you can only play where I can see, which is technically right in front of the door. So if I rode my bike, I was going from basically our driveway to the end of the gate. And then I used to play hopscotch right on the sidewalk. We're up by 6. We're technically here at 7:30. So in the morning, you know, we have our morning rush. So we do sell pan dulce and bolillos. We close at 7, but we don't really leave here till like maybe 9 o'clock. We're here a lot. And this is Monday through Saturday. So Sunday is the only day that we're closed. Like, we laugh about it all the time. I feel like my house is like a hotel. Like, I just go sleep, shower. And the next day, we're back here. When we go home, I know we're going home, but it doesn't feel like home. But here, the second we get off the freeway, it's really hard to explain, but this is home. This is where I do everything, like, versus where we live. Sometimes I don't even know where things are at still, and we've been there for almost 10 years, and I'm like, I still don't know where that's at. But yeah, this here, the store, this feels like home. If it's not my mom, it's neighbors that are bringing us dinner. Like, just yesterday, one of our neighbors, she sent us home with a pot of pozole. We've known each other for such a long time. It's like we're like our own little family around here. Thankfully, you know, we still have our customers that are coming in every day. It's not as busy as it used to be, but it's slowly starting to kind of pick up. But I do feel that right now it's some really tough times across the board everywhere. Day by day is how we're taking it. Just day by day and see how the day goes. And tomorrow's a brand new day. And you can either figure something else new or just ride the wave.
Sarah Valdez, she runs Sarah's Market in East LA. Tell us your housing story. Marketplace.org is where you can do that.